Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Saturday night, June 15th, 2019. And I'd like to say a happy Father's Day to all fathers. I'd like to say a special happy Father's Day to my spiritual father and my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings. He's the pastor of Greater Shoulder Faith Baptist Church, which is located here in Detroit, Michigan. So I'd like to say a happy Father's Day to him and all fathers once again. So again, you are listening to now, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on, once again, Saturday, June 15th, 2019. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have coming forth, bringing forth God's word once again, none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. So I'm asking our listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens, get your paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word once again tonight. We always know God always uses him to bring forth a powerful message. So get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready so you can be ready to follow along as we get ready to go through God's word together on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. And I'm asking our listeners to please go into prayer with me because we serve a God who can hear and answer all of our prayers. At the same time, he is an awesome God. He is worthy to be praised. So please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in his name, Heavenly Father, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, also Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every faithful, committed doer of your word all over the land. Heavenly Father, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. And that way we can continue to move forward and continue to fulfill our God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will move by your spirit over the airways through your man of God who's going to deliver your word to those that may be listening on tonight that may be spiritually blind, who do not know your son, Jesus Christ, who have not saved in his name, who do not have a personal relationship with him. It's our prayer and hope and desire that something will be said on tonight that will bring them to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess your sins and transgressions. And they will ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that you would be glorified as our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And may Father, we come now, lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. We ask that you would continue to touch, heal and deliver as only you can, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders as only you can, Heavenly Father. And also, we can continue to lift up all those that are bereaved all over the land. Continue to move by your spirit. Continue to let them know that you are their comforter. You are their strength. You are their hope. So help them to continue to lean and depend on you as they continue to trust you, Lord, as they go through their grieving period. So comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved all over the land tonight, Heavenly Father. And let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So now, Lord, we ask and pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you are increasing us, not only me, but every faithful doer of your word all over the land is our prayer in Jesus' name. And also, Heavenly Father, we want to continue to lift up our president, that you are moved by your spirit, Heavenly Father. Touch his heart, Lord. Not only him, but every world leader, Heavenly Father. Any of them that have hidden motives or agendas, we thank you, Lord, that we know that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. So we ask that you would touch his heart, our president, Heavenly Father, and as only you can, Heavenly Father, change his heart and his mind and the way of thinking, Heavenly Father, that he will be able to show love and compassion for all people, that you will be glorified as our prayer. Not only him, but all your leaders, that you will be glorified through them as our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray now, Lord, that you will have your way over the airways, that you will be glorified as our prayer in Jesus' name. All of the people of God that touch and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, tonight we have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, the less you respond to negative people, the more peaceful your life will become. And I am a living witness, and I'm sure that a lot of you listeners are witnesses too, but this is a true fact, and it's an awesome spiritual food for thought for tonight. And once again, it says to us on tonight, the less you respond to negative people, the more peaceful your life will become. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador/vessels. Once you get there, please follow their directions and instructions. And instructions. And once you conclude with that, please click on follow. I'm asking all listeners to know that you are still invited to send me emails and comments and feedback. So I do want you to know that I welcome comments and feedback from all listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I would like to say to all fathers, happy Father's Day. So I do not have any announcements for tonight. We're going to get ready to receive the word of God from Pastor Norman King. Once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's word together again on tonight. But before we bring forth Pastor Norman King, we're going to go to our music break on tonight. And I love this song because through it all, God's word always let us know and told us that in this life we will have trials and tribulations. So as followers of Jesus Christ, you know, we can still lift up our hands in the midst of it all, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we face in life, we who are saved in Jesus' name know that God is a promise keeper. He's not going to give us or put on us no more than we're able to bear. But that's why through it all, we can still say hallelujah anyhow and do this as we listen to this song, as this song ministered to us on tonight before we bring forth Pastor Norman King. Through it all, we can give God what? Total praise. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Total praise. God is worthy of our praise at all times. The Word of God says in His Word that men should always pray and not faint. I thank God that He is not like man. He is a promise keeper. And guess what else? He has no respecter of persons. So I just thank God for who He is on tonight. And we thank Him that He has all power in heaven and earth in His hands. He sits high and look low. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what you hear or what we see, you know, we continue to hold on to our faith in God, knowing that He will continue to see us through. And we thank God most of all. We thank God for Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, His God's only begotten Son. We thank You, Jesus Christ, for the blood, His precious blood, His sinless, righteous blood, holy blood that was shed on the cross for you and I, so that we can be saved and we can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father, and so that whenever we do sin, because the Word of God says we all have sinned and come short of His glory, and that's a daily basis, whether it's in mind, whether it's act of omission or commission, whether you thought about it, whether you acted on it and did it or not. So that goes for me as well. All, no one is exempt. So all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we thank God for Jesus Christ, those who are saved in his name. We thank God for Jesus Christ's precious blood that redeemed us back to God, our creator. Now he's our heavenly Father. And so we thank God for that. And so now, right now, we are ready to receive the word again on tonight. Once again, I pray that you have your Bibles, have your pens and your paper ready to receive the word of God coming to us once again on tonight from none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so humbly grateful for the another opportunity and privilege to speak about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Brother James, for obeying the Holy Spirit and put me down to be able to deliver God's word. I've grown a lot since I've been doing it because the preparation, the time in the presence that you spend in God's presence and the preparation that you make in order to be pleasing in his sight. So as I get to the word tonight, my reference scripture is going to be John 12th chapter, 32nd verse. Now, I'm going to read this from the Amplified, so follow me. And if I, Amplified verse, translation, John 12 and 32. And I, if and when I am lifted up from the earth on the cross, will draw all people to myself. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for this opportune time. I pray that the hearers of your word will be humble and receive not from me, but from you, your Holy Spirit within me, that I may decrease and that you increase. We pray and ask these blessings tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to use for a topic, you are covered. You are covered. Amen. And this verse of scripture, I'm going to use it and applying it to all walks in our life. Even though we know that this scripture, in particular, this scripture was spoken from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he was talking about him being lifted up on the cross, and then he would draw all men unto himself. And I want to use this as a application to all walks of life, meaning that if we will lift up the name of Jesus. See, in one scripture it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. That's for all these folks who don't believe. Amen. The time going to come when every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. See, I've learned this through my walk with God. Just give me a few minutes. That name Jesus, it disturbs a whole lot of folk. Nothing against the name God, but there's a lot of people who, and we go back biblical times, in Jesus' time, amen. You can say God, 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 and most people got some type of God that they worship. But us, the believer of Jesus Christ as our Lord, when we say that name, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, my Redeemer, etc., it caused things to stop in this place. It caused people to get pissed off. And look, Lord, and behold, if you say it more than one time, come on, huh? I've learned this right here in my walk, that I can be weak and someone can come at me and overwhelm me, but if I just start reciting over and over and over Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. See, I'm lifting them up. Come on, somebody. Amen. So my thing tonight is that I want us to just, in this message tonight, look at the application of his name. In other words, apply it to your everyday walk. Amen. And this is what our Lord said himself. He knew. Of course, he knows all things. Now, we have to understand as well, it's not, I mean, oh, okay, let me calm down. I get excited. You know, God be the glory. It's not that we are going to overcome. Come on, somebody, amen. We have already overcame. Amen. We have overcame. We got to get this thing right now. Just don't get it twisted. Don't keep on acting like we gonna overcome. Come on. We have overcame because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just bear with me. I'm going somewhere with this message. Amen. And I'm going to read a verse here. Let me turn to it. I'm going to read Revelation 12. And I'm going to read 10 and 11. Amplified. Verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom, dominion, and reign of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down at last. He who accuses them and keeps bringing charges of sinful behavior against them before our God day and night. Key verse right here. And this is where we at, my brothers and sisters. Verse 11. And they overcame, not overcome, they overcame and conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. For they did not love their life and renounce their faith even when faced with death. So we have overcame by the blood of the Lamb. That's Jesus. And because of the word of their testimony. See, your word means something. Your testimony, it means. That's why you got to run your mouth in Jesus' name. I want you to know that it's not that you're going to overcome. You got to get yourself disciplined and focused upon, I'm not going to overcome. I've already overcame. To say I will overcome, it's like saying Jesus never came down. Come on. But that's not my focus. I want us to look at and have an understanding that you are covered. Amen. You are covered. Now, I want to go over here because my reference scripture was that John 12:32, but I'm actually going to preach from John the 10th chapter just to bring some points out. I won't be for you long. I know preachers always say it all the time, don't they? Yeah, I know. I'm one of them that always say it too. But to God be the glory. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. I don't want to do or say things in my own. I want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as I look at John 10, starting at verse 7. Amen. And y'all bear with me. Because I'm going to just read the Amplified tonight. So y'all just bear with me and follow me in your own translation. Verse 7 says, so Jesus said again, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, I am the door for the sheep. Come on. And that's, you better know who you are. Amen. Jesus said, I am the door for the sheep leading to life. All who came before me, all right, are false messiahs and self-appointed leaders. And we still got them today, right now. They are thieves and robbers, but the true shepherd, no, I'm sorry, but the true sheep did not hear them. You better be careful who you calling, whoever you calling. Come on, somebody, man. You better have an intimate relationship with the Lord where you know him, what, as old folks say, for yourself. Then Jesus continued in verse 9 and says, I am the door. Anyone who enters through me will be saved and will live forever and will go in and out freely and find pasture. That means spiritual security. Verse 10, the thief, this is Jesus speaking, y'all. The thief come only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I, Jesus said, came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Amen. And I just want to talk about the only way to God. Amen. And with, keep in mind that you are covered. Amen. When Jesus come back the next time, it won't be like the first. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Yes,
don't continue to go through life as if you're going to overcome. You got to have a understanding that I have already overcome. May not be a word in dictionary, but y'all follow me. I'm speaking, okay? The door of the sheep, the only way to God is through Jesus. So Jesus claimed to be the door of the sheep. My question to you tonight, is he your door tonight? Mm-hmm. Amen. Or is it somebody else? Or is it something else? Or is it what you consider your pride and joy, your house, your car, your job, your position, your whatever it is? Amen. See, we got to become more spiritual. Come on. Amen. We got to become more God conscious. Amen. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And nobody comes to the Father except by me. Tonight, y'all bear with me. I just want to talk about Jesus tonight. Amen. I love God's word completely. Amen. But it's something here lately in my spirit. It's being talked about Jesus. Say Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight, I just want to talk about Jesus tonight. Being more direct. See, some of our defeat is that we're not being direct enough. Amen. Don't be trying to memorize everything. Just say Jesus' name. Come on. Because if you are right, if you are genuine in your desire and your work for the Lord, he knows. Amen. I don't care what you're going through tonight. You speak the name of Jesus. Resist the devil, the Bible says, and they shall flee. Come on. And how you can resist him is speaking Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus is the door of the sheep. Who do you consider yourself as? We are the sheep. Come on. Amen. And in regards to this part of the Bible, Jesus is probably referring to the door of a community, a sheepfold, or a community pastor which houses all the flocks of an area. Amen. However, another descriptive picture of Jesus as the door is what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. When the sheep were kept out in the hill country overnight, they were kept in ravines surrounded by several rocky walls. Naturally, the opening into these ravines had no door at all. Follow me, y'all. Naturally, they had no doors. So the shepherd himself literally became the door. That's real talk, y'all. And I want you to apply this to your life. Your shepherd, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's your door. Hallelujah. So in regards to the shepherd back in the time, during the night, he would simply lie across the opening. Amen. And the sheep could get out only by going over him. Come on, y'all. And the enemies of the sheep could get into the sheep only by going through him. Come on. So, see, that's why you're covered. You're covered by Jesus Christ. If the enemy wants to come at you, they got to come through Jesus Christ. Come on, y'all. And that's a win-win. Amen. Amen. So Jesus is the only door of the sheep. My question to you, do you know who you are tonight? Amen. This is something very critically important. Amen. By door, Jesus meant that he is the way or the entrance into the sheepfold. Amen. Now, let me give some examples here about our Lord. Jesus Christ is the way into God's presence. Amen. Jesus Christ is the way into heaven. Jesus Christ, you see I'm using a name, right? There's power in the name, y'all. Jesus Christ is the way into the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is the way into eternal life. Jesus Christ is the way into the true church. Amen. Therefore, if a man wishes to enter where God is, he must enter through the door, which is Jesus Christ himself. Amen. A man enters God's sheepfold only through the door of Christ. Amen. That's, I'm going to reemphasize, you are covered. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are covered. Amen. If a man wishes to enter where God is, for Christ is the only door into God's presence, period. Amen. Ephesians 2:18 says, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Ephesians 2:18. Amen. 1 Timothy 2:5 says this, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to fill you up with a whole bunch of scriptures tonight, but I want to share a few of them. Amen. 1 John 2:1 says this, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen. So Jesus is clear of his deity. I am. Amen. This gives additional stress to his claim to be the only door to God. Amen. All other doors, amen, that people claim to be, he's calling them thieves and robbers. Amen. There are some who claim to be the door and to have the way to God. But if it's not Jesus Christ, they are a thief and a robber. Amen. But Jesus says that they are thieves and robbers. Amen. They are out to steal the sheep. Amen. Both their wool, which means possessions, and their lives, which means their loyalty. So Satan is disguising himself. The Bible says he can disguise himself to be an angel of light. And he wants to steal your possession. He wants to steal your loyalty. That's why it's so important to be connected to a Bible-based church. Hebrews 10:25 says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together like some. Amen. Philippians 1:15 says, some, it is true, actually, preach Christ, the Messiah, for no better reason than out of envy and rivalry, party spirit, both others are doing so out of a loyalty spirit and goodwill. What's it saying? You got some people are perpetrators. They're liars. They are in the form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. Because they say those words to make you think that they are about Christ. But if you're not in your if you're not on top of your walk with God, then you will be deceived. Amen. Jeremiah 23:4 says this, and I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Amen. So God has people in the earth that he has placed to be shepherd, under shepherd. Amen. Over you. And so don't try to go solo. Amen. the proof that Jesus is the only door and that all others are false doors is the sheep themselves. The sheep do not hear the voice of the false doors. See, be not deceived. There are a lot of people in these days living right now that's perpetrating. They are, what do you call them? They are wolves in sheep clothing. Amen? The real sheep of God know the shepherd's voice and have the ability to discern it. Amen? If they hear the voice of a false shepherd, they know that he and his sheepfold are false. Amen. So don't walk out from under your covering, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. His voice and message are not the voice and messages, amen, of these false prophets that's out there. Amen. Jesus said in John 10:1, well, let me see. He said, I am the good shepherd. Don't quote me on that. It's a scripture, but my notes kind of. But anyway, he says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Amen. I say that you are covered. This is for you to receive tonight. Know that you are covered by Jesus Christ. Amen. You have acknowledged that you have overcame. Amen. Revelation 12:11, here you go again. And they have overcome, meaning conquered him by means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony. Amen. Here we go again, y'all. What Jesus says in John 10:27-28, my sheep hears my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. Back to Jesus again. Jesus is the only door that leads to salvation. See, that name Jesus, I want to encourage and urge my brothers and sisters tonight that start using his name more. Amen. I love the whole Bible, but I just feel in my spirit that we need to start saying his name at the name of Jesus. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the only door that opens to salvation. Acts 4:12 says this, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Here we go again, y'all. It's Jesus. Amen. Acts 15:11 says, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Here we go, Jesus. Another point about Jesus. Jesus is the only door that opens to peace and security. Amen. He is the only door that allows the sheep to go in and out. See, God wants us to graduate, to become more sound-minded of who he is and what it is that we got to do in this day and time we're in. Amen? He is the only door that allows the sheep, talking about Jesus, to go in and out. Amen? If a man could go in and out without difficulty or danger, it meant that he was safe and secure. Amen. My question to you tonight, are you safe? Are you secured in your walk with the Lord tonight? Amen. Jesus brings to the believer safety and security and peace and tranquility. Amen. Is that all right, church? Praise the Lord. Another point about Jesus. Jesus is the only door that opens to healthy and lasting nourishment. Amen. He is the only door that leads to the true pastor. Amen. The pastor that has the living stream flowing to it is Jesus. Amen? And the pastor that has the living food in it. Amen? With him, you never go thirsty. With him, you never hunger. Amen? I'm talking about Jesus, y'all. His pastor alone can satisfy the soul. In Psalms 107:9, it says this, "For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hunger soul with goodness." Amen? I'm talking about Jesus. His pastor alone can restore the soul. Psalm 23:2-3 says, "He maketh me to lie down," what? "In green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about our Lord and Savior. Amen? His pastor alone can give life and give it what? Forever. It says in John 6:51, Jesus' words, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give in my flesh will I give for the life of the world." Amen? I'm talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? Jesus is the door. Jesus is the door that leads to what? Abundant life. Amen? There is a sharp contrast between the thief and Christ. The person who says there is another door. Let me back up. You know, I talk fast, that's when I get excited. Let me, as we say in the Amish, get a back ass. Let me back up. The person who says there is another door, and there's a lot of folks out there saying it, y'all. Jesus said they is a thief and a robber. The person they steal and kills and destroy the sheep. If you allow them, come on, church. The thief misleads and deceives the sheep, leading them through a door that leads to destruction. I'm trying to encourage somebody tonight that get closer to the Lord. Amen? Identify yourself as his sheep. Understand the power that he has given and he has authorized us to use his name in and for. Amen? There are some who definitely want the wool and life of the sheep. Yes, they are. And they are false and liberal religions with false philosophies. Amen? They want the sheep to follow them. Amen? And their position. So they do all they can to secure your loyalty, your allegiance, your praise, your honor, and the list goes on, amen? But by leading the sheep away from the restrictiveness of Christ, I'm talking about the thief now and the robber, amen? I know this. I'm dancing tonight in the verses, but I want you to just be humble and just listen to what I'm saying tonight, that we have overcame. And that you are covered. I don't care what you're going through in your life right now. Don't mind what somebody said. You receive this word tonight and say, "I am covered, period, by the blood of the Lamb." Amen. I'm covered. Jesus came not to steal life, but to give abundant life. Amen. Jesus came, I'm going to say again, he came not to steal life, but to give abundant life. So there's some decisions that you got to make. Amen? And you got to make them. But one thing I want to encourage you with is become more direct in using Jesus' name. Amen? Because he's the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? He's the true shepherd. I'm talking about Jesus. He is the true shepherd. And he wants you to know that I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I hope that there's something that's been said that's been a blessing to you tonight. And it's just in my spirit that we need to start using Jesus' name more If you want to stop some stuff that comes at you, start using Jesus' name.
I know that's right.
Resist the devil. They got to flee. Don't beat yourself up trying to, well, I'm going to say. Well, just say Jesus. Just say Jesus. Just say Jesus. Amen. And see, Psalm says, it says, if you delight yourself in him, he shall give you what the desires of your heart. Amen. Revelation 3:10 says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Amen. Genesis 28:15 says, and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places, whether thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. And for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of thee. And Jesus said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Amen. You are covered. Amen. I'm going to say it again. You are covered. Doesn't matter what you're going through tonight. Just know that God loves you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Jesus is the door. He's the only way to God. So all these other ways there's people popping like popcorn candles, don't even receive that in your spirit. Don't even entertain it. You got to be firm in what you believe. And you got to know that the door of the sheep, and we are the sheep, the only way to God is through Jesus Christ. He's our shepherd. Amen. Jesus is our shepherd. Jesus is the only door of the sheep. Amen. Jesus is the only door that leads to salvation. And my last point, Jesus is the only door that leads to abundant life. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, I say thank you. Thank you for your word. And I pray that someone has heard your word and realized the importance it is in using the name that we are authorized to use to run the enemy away in his many disguises, how he disguised himself, that your people, God, on the sound of my voice will have understanding to what I've said tonight, and that they will go forward with the urgency of using the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. And I pray, Father, that this word has been received for the ones that definitely is in great need of this word. And I thank you, and I love you, and I pray these prayers tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord on tonight. Listening, audience on tonight. This was a powerful word on tonight. I'm just sitting here reminiscing, listening to what Pastor Norman King has just brought forth to the listeners. Pastor Norman King, are you doing your song over?
Well, I was just actually I wanted to do more than that. It was just like an intro, but.
Go ahead. You have time. You still have time. Go ahead.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Cover me, Lord. I thank God for that song, because that song, Pastor Norman King, as the world may know by now, that Pastor Norman King is my first cousin. And I'm just sitting here reminiscing over this word on tonight, this powerful word on tonight. The name of Jesus, we have power, we have victory, we have authority in the name of Jesus Christ. And we who do not use the name of Jesus Christ, it's our own fault, because we already have everything we need, the victory. And just like the word says, we've already overcome, we've overcame. And so we thank God, and his word says we have overcame by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of our testimonies. So I'm just sitting here reminiscing over this powerful message on tonight. The name Jesus, it's something about the name Jesus. And I, too, can testify to that. So I'm sitting here thinking about my cousin, Pastor Norman King's mother, Sister Maggie Mae King. And I'm thinking about my mother, Mother Patsy Patricia Brown King, Patricia King Brown. Both of them have made their transitions, and they are now at home with the Lord. But I'm just sitting here reminiscing, thinking about them right now as Pastor Norman King was delivering this powerful word, because we know that our mothers, his mother, my mother, were first cousins, and they were women of God, virtuous women of God, of strong women of God, of faith and power. And we can remember the times. I know Cousin Norman can remember the times that his mother, he would hear his mother praying and seeing his mother in church. And I would see my mother in church, and I would hear my mother at home praying and crying out, calling the name of Jesus. And for some reason, now I know, and just like Pastor Norman King, we know for ourselves personally, not only us, but some of you listeners who have experienced the same thing. Now that you are in Jesus Christ and you know whom you have your trust and your hope in, and you know that it's in him that we live, we move, and I have our being, it's in that powerful name, Jesus Christ, that we heard our mother's prayers, and we heard our mother's praying, and we saw the Lord, how they trusted and held on to God's unchanging hand. And so now, as we have grown up in the church and in the body of Christ, because of our mothers, we can too now testify of our own testimonies of our powerful relationship with our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that I touch and agree with Pastor Norman King on tonight. I thank God for this word on tonight. It was a needed word. It was for me, too, on tonight, just for not just for you listeners. And I know that some of you have been blessed by this word on tonight, that we have the power, we have the authority, we have the victory that's already ours, all because of the name of Jesus Christ in whom we believe. And we have opened our own mouth and confessed him. We have asked him to come into our hearts and our lives, and he saved us one day. And that's why we thank God for the name of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus that still works, and it would never lose its power. Power. What an awesome name, the name of Jesus. And just like Pastor Norman King said, and not only did he say it, but the word of God declares this, and I touch and agree with it. The word of God is true. He said, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee is going to bow, and at that same name, every tongue is going to confess. So whether you believe it or not, now or not, I just want to refresh someone's memory, just like the people in the days of Noah. When God gave him the command to build the ark, they laughed at him, and they mocked him, and they scandalized his name and called him all kind of crazy fools when he was building the ark and he was letting them know what was about to take place. But when the time came and God allowed him and his family to go aboard the ark and the different animals that God chose them to take aboard, and they were saved. And when the flood started coming, then they realized that he was telling the truth, but it was too late. So whose report are you going to believe on tonight? If you're not saved in Jesus' name, guess what? He is coming back again. He came back before with a mission and a purpose, and he fulfilled it through the shedding of his blood on the cross. But he's coming back again. And this time he's coming back with all power, splendor, and glory. And he's coming back to receive those that have accepted him, and he's going to usher over all of his saints back to heaven with him. So you have a chance to be saved on tonight after hearing this powerful word talking about the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. If you don't know him, you have a chance to open your mouth even now while we are on the air live. You can open your mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart by faith, and ask him to forgive you of your sins and your transgressions, and ask him to save you even on tonight in his blood. And he will do that. He's standing at the door of your heart knocking. All he's doing and waiting for you to do is open up the door of your heart. He will come in. And so he wants to save you. So it's not God's desire that any soul be lost. But you have a chance to be saved as you hear my voice. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, save you. And then that way you too can use that powerful name, the name of Jesus Christ, that has been given to those that have accepted him as their personal Lord and Savior. So I pray that this word has been received on tonight. I know that I have received so much from this word on tonight through Pastor Norman King and through God's word once again. So continue to be blessed of the Lord, listeners. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. And once again, we want to say happy Father's Day to all fathers. Once again, I'd like to say a special happy Father's Day to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, pastor of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, which is located here on the east side of Detroit. So we want to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that for those that are saved in your Son, Jesus, you are not only our Creator, but you are our Heavenly Father. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that still works. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves. And Father, we pray now and ask that you are moved by your Spirit. And every door that's going to be open in your Son Jesus' name on tomorrow, touch and anoint each vessel even now that's going to bring forth your word. That he would use the word on tomorrow with power to the saving of many souls. The backsliders shall come back to the fold. And that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we now pray, Lord, that you continue to have your way in each one of our lives. Your will be done in us individually, then as a corporate body of believers for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's it for tonight. I pray that you would bless you. Until the next time, know that I love you and know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. You can't